All right, how are we doing today?
Great.
Another nice day out here. All right. Good. We're just rolling along, so not much for me.
Bill, tomorrow night the team will get its Super Bowl rings, and I'm curious, as the coach, what is it like for you to watch the players open up those rings and sort of see them for the first time?
Well, it's a great feeling to have the whole – to have everybody back together for that is a great accomplishment, and you know we'll enjoy it tomorrow night. But right now, just really trying to focus on having a good day today.
Bill, even though this is a teaching camp, do you get a good gauge of a player's athleticism? Just the way some of the new guys move, guys that you haven't had in the program for very long.
Yeah, sure. You know, we see what we can see. It's not real football, but it's as close as we can get at this time of year. It's all we can do. So we'll try to get the most out of our opportunities here. And there'll be other ones in training camp, and there'll be other ones in preseason games. It's just a little more real football than what this is. But it's a start, and we get out of what we can.
How's Cyrus Jones look on this screen?
Yeah, I think I talked yesterday about all the second-year guys, and, you know, I think they're all kind of in the same category. They're way ahead of where they were last year. We'll see how all that translates into training camp and preseason games and, you know.
Can you typically tell, you said second-year jump, like at this point that some guys are already ahead? Is that evident this early, or is that something you more see later in the summer?
Oh, no, we've seen it. Seen plenty of it. Yeah. But again, that was overall, that was a good group. Or is a good group, guys that where the first year was last year. They've learned a lot. They've worked hard. They've become professionals on and off the field. Learned a lot about what we do. Learned a lot about schemes in the league. So, you know, whether that all manifests itself into what performance that really correlates to, we'll just have to wait and see. But certainly making progress and working hard.
Sean Daniels is a pretty physical back in college. Is there still things you can take away from this camp, even though there's no contact?
Yeah, I think guys like that, that's less of their game. We have other guys at other positions that are falling into a similar category. But, you know, again, we do what we can do, learning the plays. We work on ball handling, and we don't have many running plays in team. They're just kind of against air or bags. But, you know, we work on the passing game, special teams, and try to get the footwork and the reads in the running game, but with 9-on-7s and half line drills and things like that. We know we have a lot of work to do in training camp. We're, as I said, doing the best we can do with the passing game and some of the things we're working on here, but it's incomplete. There's going to be a lot more to do.
Bill, we asked you yesterday about some of the Vanderbilt staff was here, but it looked like there were some people from some other sports that were hanging out as well. I'm just wondering what you can gain from those interactions with, you know, whether they're basketball, affiliated, hockey, rugby, what you might be able to pull from those interactions.
Right. Well, you know, in some respects, coaching's coaching. It's teaching and, you know, dealing with athletes at a high level. So there are some things that, you know, we all have in common there. So I'd say it's more along those lines.
Some of the new guys have talked about the pace of practice and how there's nobody, you know, sort of standing around. How important is that, just in general, to have a practice that's always got guys doing something?
Well, we have limits as to how long we can be out here. We just try to make the most out of that opportunity, that's all. I mean, we have time to meet inside, so same point meeting out here.
There have been a few rules changes this offseason, as there are, feels like, almost every year. I'm curious your thoughts on the overtime change in particular, where it's become shorter. Did that feel like it was too long to you before they made that switch?
I mean, I think it's a big deal. I mean, it's shorter, so it is what it is.
Bill, have you ever felt a desire?
What else do we have?
I believe they changed the rule in terms of the players jumping over the center on the field goal block.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's another monster. Yeah.
Any reaction to that one?
No. Won't do it.
it's been interesting. I think the last couple of years, you know, we've seen you guys as a team propose rules changes in the past. I know this year, I'm not sure about last year, there were no proposals from you guys. Is there any reason for that?
We love the rules the way they are. Yeah, we don't want to change them.
Bill, have you ever felt a desire in the locker room to yell at Stacey James regarding us media members? Expletive them all of them.
No. Stacey usually isn't in the locker room. More Michael than Aaron.
That's a good point.
Bill, how's Deion Lewis looking this spring? I know he didn't get much time to play last year in OTAs, minicamp, training camp. He's obviously further ahead than he was a year ago.
Yeah, a lot further. I think, you know, Deion's building on his last however many, you know, weeks of the regular season was last year, six or seven, whatever it was, and the playoffs. So he's had a good off season. He's, you know, built on that. I mean, he really worked hard to get back for the end of last year. And then this year, you know, he's been able to improve on that. So, you know, and again, anxious to see him in training camp, but, you know, he's done a good job out here.